everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Human Design Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I want to share something really amazing with you. And it's actually one of our new Millions of Millionaires sponsors. So to introduce this body graph chart software that we've been using that's been mind-blowing. So I want to welcome the amazing Taylor Jiason, who is my incredible operations manager. Welcome along, Taylor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here. This is actually something that we implemented when?
April.
Yeah.
And this year.
We were just trialing it out because they'd reached out to us in regards to sponsoring the podcast or something like that, wasn't it? And so it kind of wasn't even on our radar. And we tried it out and we had such low expectations. And then what happened?
Well, I remember sending you a message going, Emma, why are we not using this? Because I was mind blown. You know, we get a lot of requests for stuff like that. And, you know, there's new softwares all the time. And I clicked on it, like you said, with very low expectations. And I started looking through what they can do. And I got so excited. You know, the MG in me was like, oh my God, we have to use this. And I saw the potential of it. And it has delivered more than expected. It's really awesome.
Amazing. Now, before we get into the actual numbers, because I know numbers with Taylor is a thing in our business. She loves to share all the numbers. Let's just tell the listeners exactly who it's for and what it is.
Yeah. So it's a great tool for anyone who uses human design in their business. So if you're a human design reader, a human design coach, or just someone who uses human design in your business, if you incorporate it into whatever you do, it's a way for you to embed an actual human design chart tool into your website. So, you know, if you want someone to get their human design chart, you probably send them to an outside platform somewhere, you know, oh, go to this website, put in your details and get your chart, whatever that platform might be. There's a couple big ones. And what's cool about this is that it allows you to put that tool on your own website and it's yours. So when someone comes and, you know, puts their information into your website, they get their chart and then you can hook it up to your email list, to your newsletter. You can have it linked to your own content. You can customize the reports afterwards that they get, you know, so it's your own descriptions of what, you know, this type is or this profile. So that's kind of what it is.
Oh my God, I love it. And it's so cool because I actually remember when Jenna Zoe, because it must be the same software that Jenna Zoe used and before anyone else. Yeah, right. And I was always like, wow, her chart looks so beautiful and it's on her website. That's so cool. So yeah, when we started using it, I was like, this is beautiful. I'm really excited that we can do it. But let's talk hard numbers. Like we have had some serious success with this, just adding this to our business. So tell everyone a little bit about the growth that we've experienced through using this.
Yeah. So since implementing it into our website in April, there have been over 4,000 people that have downloaded their chart through the website. And that's unique. That's not, someone who does it twice, because a lot of people will go back because they won't download the PDF or something, or they lost it or misplaced it. That's unique. Chart downloads. So it's even more for people doing it twice. And it's been really amazing. It's more than tripled the size of the email list. And, you know, you can set up, you know, sequences afterwards for people to, give them more information and keep everything in-house.
Yeah. And because one of the really big things for us is obviously human design made simple. So it gives us the opportunity to give our way of teaching human design directly to the people who want it. And I love that. I love that every single person that wants to get their chart, that downloads it, we can then support them on their journey straight away, which is, of course, what you set up, because you're amazing to make sure that not only do they get their chart, but they also get this support, free
content support that helps them as they're, you know, new to human design and on their journey. So beautiful. So how do people access this? What's it called? And I know that there's a benefit for listeners of the podcast.
Yes. So you can go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to bodygraphchart.com. And they have been kind enough to give the listeners of the Human Design Podcast a 50% off discount for 12 months, which is huge because it's already inexpensive to begin with. And then the 50% discount is going to put it at $25 a month. That's in US dollars. So wherever you are in the world, it'll be, you know, a little bit different, but 50% off for 12 months. And the code is Human Design Podcast. And we'll put that in the show notes too for everyone. And one of the other things I want to say that's really cool about this chart tool is that it's 100% customizable, and it actually gives Chiron and the four arrows, which is what a lot of chart tools don't do that. So that's one thing that a lot of people are drawn to when they go to get our chart from our website is, oh, I can get the arrows because of it, or my Chiron gates.
I love that. It's so cool. So check out the show notes, people. Get on it, because really it is such a powerful and, as Taylor says, inexpensive tool. Like, it paid for itself in the first 2 days, I seem to remember. So it's so valuable, and it gives you the opportunity to really build your brand and your communication with your clients. So thank you. Go check it out. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Human Design Podcast with me, Emma Dunwoody. I'm so excited to have you guys here. I've got a really cool episode for you to help you in your growth, evolution, success, and abundance journey. So I'm super excited to share that with you. I just want to also touch base quickly because I've been inundated with messages recently telling us how much the podcast has really supported people's human design journey. And I'm so incredibly grateful for that. So thank you. Keep the messages coming. Keep reaching out, especially on Instagram. I really appreciate it. I love hearing from you guys. It has been a massive week. We finally started our first sessions with the Mastermind 2.0, the Golden Path, which is us reviewing the gene keys through the frame of the activation sequence, the Venus sequence, and the Pearl sequence. And oh my goodness, I'm already having so much fun. You know what I love about this program? I love that we're starting to see this real differentiation away from type. Like, of course, we can then overlay type to everything through this frame, but you know, oftentimes people that don't have a lot of definition, they can feel like they don't have a lot of consistency. And even there's so much knowledge out there that tells reflectors that they, you know, you don't know who you are, which is bullshit, by the way. And when we look at this frame through the Golden Path, and especially through this program, because people are being coached on everything, we're asking questions, where, as I said, I love Richard Rudd's work. And, you know, I hope, I trust that the value that I can bring for my community, for the people that I'm working with, is that I'm sort of bringing a lot of these beautiful, kind of unstructured musings, if you like, of the gene keys down to earth with a little bit of structure, because, you know, my 3-5 just wants to have a really simple experience for everybody and make it really practical to implement into life. So that has been so exciting, and just watching this sort of kick off and the ahas that have already happened, and we've only like looked into two of the gene keys so far, is so freaking exciting. I also want to mention and have a special shout out to my Mastermind 1.0 group. They're halfway through. Oh my God, these women, they are amazing. They are amazing. They're all like so far along on their human design journey already, and watching the value that they're experiencing from the program, the shifts, the changes, and even more than that, this community, the way they support each other. Like, I will wake up of a morning and there's like 100, 120 notifications in my Telegram from this group, because they're championing each other, they're supporting each other, they're helping and they're coaching each other. And for me, this is what growth, evolution, healing, this is what everything is about. Us all championing each other, us all supporting each other, us all being equal and having the love and support and buddies to journey on this human design experiment or golden path, whichever you're choosing, it's just, I don't know, it's the bee's knees for me. So I just wanted to give both my 1.0 and my 2.0 crew a special shout out because I freaking love you guys. It's so much fun. And if you are interested in working with me, please come join HDX. It is absolutely the place that you can just, you know, find yourself. You know, I appreciate that there's a lot of you out there right now that are in this place where you just are done with being the person that you think you should be. Oh my God, I was that person. Like I transformed my entire life from depression, anxiety, a shitty relationship, you know, feeling like I was the worst parent in the world, working in advertising, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. All of that transformed it to this amazing life, healed my mental health, healed our relationship, you know, moved where we wanted to live in the world, created my own business, got my, you know, pretty easy success in the beginning. And then I still felt freaking, but I don't know who I am. I don't feel fulfilled because I don't know who I am. And that was the gift that human design gave me. And that's really like, it's my mission, people. I want you to all be able to fully connect to your soul's mission. One of the girls, special shout out to, I think it was Jen Barrett, who said part of her intention of being on 2.0 was all about really connecting to her soul's longing because she can feel it and she just wants to deeply connect to it. And you know what? I love that. And I want everyone to feel that way. Okay. I want everyone to feel that connection to their soul's longing to fully express who they are. So if you want to do it and human design's your jam, but you love the human design made simple road, you want all the fluff removed, you want to really connect to something that's going to transform you fast, come join HDX. We so look forward to having you in the community. Yeah, I could go on about HDX forever because I love it and I love the community. And we're up to the line 3 panel. The line 2 panel was mind-blowing. It was so good. It was like having a room full of Mensa students or I don't know, you know, gifted musicians. They were all so gifted. And to hear the conversation and how much they tried to keep themselves small because they felt that their ease and grace and natural talent was almost offensive to the other. It was like, wow, wow. Like we are setting people free here. So shine your beautiful shine line twos. You are so magnificent and we love you and we want to see your natural talent. So don't ever be shutting that shit down. Get out of your cave. Come and share it with us. We're just hanging to see you shine. So today I want to talk to you again about something that came up in Mastermind 1.0 actually, that is bringing me to this subject that I know I have spoken a lot in my programs about. I've probably touched on it here in the podcast, but I want to touch on it again because it's super, super powerful. So today I'm going to talk about why your healing journey is keeping you stuck or blocked. Okay. So many of you, if you've made it to the Human Design Podcast and you've listened to a few episodes, you know that I've spent a long time, not only with myself, but with others, unblocking people, right? Getting them to rewire unresourceful belief systems. I've done a lot of work when it comes to reprogramming the unconscious mind. We do a lot of work healing trauma, connecting to emotions, starting to feel your feelings, all of these good things. However, one of the challenges I hear all the time is that if people aren't getting the exact results that they want, they assume that something is still, inverted commas, blocked in them. Okay. I heard this incredible human being in 1.0 talk about how she doesn't get the 214 yet. Okay. And the 214 is this beautiful channel that talks all about this, you know, power skills and resources. There's luck, it's really magnetic, money. You know, you get paid for being you, for doing the work and the skills that are unique to you. You become a magnet for all sorts of resources. It's this really beautiful channel. And we were talking about it, and this, like, this woman's pretty freaking awesome, let me tell you, like pretty freaking awesome. And she says, you know, I don't feel like I get the 214 yet. I don't feel like it's turning up in my life. So I just have to do more work. I just have to unblock myself. I have to do more work. And I was just like, whoa. Let's just back that truck up. Now, I'm all for the work. You know, you hear me talk about take full responsibility for the results you get in your life because it's you. However, there is something that I see a lot of the time where people instantly in this moment, she's like, okay, I've still got work to do because I'm not fully reaping the rewards of an alignment to this channel, basically. And one of the things I said to her straight away is like, nah, don't get stuck in the blocked bullshit, because there's this whole culture that if you don't have your results, you must be blocked. But that presupposes that something's stopping you from going out and getting what you want, from getting those results. Now, belief systems will definitely slow you down. They will absolutely impact. However, once you've started doing the work, then it becomes a conscious choice, a conscious decision. And in that moment, I remember saying to her, it was hilarious because everyone's like, can you put that on a t-shirt? I was like, oh no, just fucking claim the 214. Claim it. It's yours. It's there in your design. That's enough. You don't need any more permission. You don't need any more healing. There it is. Just go out and claim it. And everyone in the room was like, what? You can do that? Am I allowed? Yes, I'm telling you right here and right now, a large part of the power of human design is it gives you the opportunity to know with certainty that you can go out and claim something magical within you. And I want you all to do that, because we get stuck in this, I need to unblock mentality. I need to change, transform my mindset. I need to heal my trauma. And all of those things are absolutely valid until we spend the majority of our time focusing on them. Because the moment we do that, then we are just creating the block itself. Now, let me give you an example of how much control over our lives our belief systems had, right? Or have. So for me, in my personal journey, when I was doing depression and panic disorder, and I was thinking every single day, oh my God, I need to fix myself. Every day, there was evidence of me having to fix myself, right? Every single day. And it took me a long time. My journey to healing wasn't fast. My journey to success, alignment, abundance, joy, all of those things, really short, because that was after I found human design. But healing my mental health, it took me a lot longer because that was before human design. So I was convinced that I had to keep doing, inverted commas, the work over and over and over. And like the awesome student that I am, I just kept showing up for the work. So I kept focusing on a regular basis on reprogramming my unconscious mind, on discovering my blocks, on, you know, busting my beliefs, like doing all these things. And as I said, I believe in all of this work until a point. Now, I kept myself in that loop for a really, really long time, right? Obviously, over time, I slowly but surely, in small incremental steps, I healed my mental health. I healed from my depression. I healed from my anxiety. However, one of the things that I've now realized that, yes, our conditioning does get in the way, but it doesn't completely stop us, okay? As soon as we are aware of our fears, our beliefs, any of those things, then we have the power to override them. And I honestly never thought that this was true. I thought we had to completely clear it from our consciousness before we could, you know, easily and effortlessly navigate past it. Now, I had an experience, and I think I've spoken about it on the podcast, but I'm going to share it again, where I had a session with Ellie Richter, who, if you don't know who Ellie is, she's been on the podcast. She's a Psych K practitioner amongst a bunch of other things, like a subconscious expert. She's also been in HDX and run a class in there as well. And I had a session with her, and this is probably probably 12 months ago, right? Maybe not even that long. And we were guided in that session by my higher self to do this I think it's like either global belief or governing belief practice, where there's 12 governing beliefs that we all have. And the purpose of these governing beliefs is they have to be working together. So it's kind of like, let me see if I can come up with an example for you. It's safe for me to succeed and I can succeed. And then both of them have to muscle test as strong. That means I believe them both, which means they work in harmony. However, they can either be in opposition. So it's safe for me to succeed, could be weak, which means I don't believe it, but I might believe I can succeed. But in the whole belief system things, if they aren't aligned, oftentimes what we will hear people say is, well, that's why you're a little bit screwed, because, or you're not getting the results, not a little bit screwed, you're not getting the results you want because those beliefs aren't in alignment, and they have to be. So I did this exercise with Ellie, which was so powerful. And I think it took like 25 minutes. And we went through all these governing beliefs. And I think I only had two of them that were aligned. The other 10 were either in opposition, out of alignment, like they weren't working properly together as is the most, the ideal way you want them to be, so that you can achieve, succeed, be healthy, connect in relationships, make money, heal, whatever they are, like all those categories. And Ellie said to me at the time, she was like, wow, you have achieved so much with beliefs looking like this. And I was in that moment, I fucking knew it. I knew that I could override my conditioning. I knew it. And it's the same, that same knowing that I had in the doctor's office all those years ago when I was 28, diagnosed with depression and panic disorder and told I was never going to heal from it. I was just going to learn to manage it for the rest of my life. I knew in that moment that I could heal it. So the reason why I tell you this story is what I want people to stop doing is feeling like they have somehow let themselves down or not done enough because they still have a certain belief. You might still have that certain belief. And if I had done that same exercise with Ellie 10 years ago, then those misalignments would have been stopping me. They would have been blocking me. But I've done 2 decades of work on myself. I continue to work on myself basically every day. So what had happened is that my spirit, my soul, my conscious mind, they had a lot more sway. They have a lot more power. And I very much choose not to see anything as broken, blocked, anything like that. Because ultimately, remember, where our focus goes, energy flows. So as soon as we're consciously, constantly focusing on what's blocked, then the presupposition is, oh, something's blocking us from having what we want. And we don't want to have that. We actually want to say, I am becoming this person. This is a goal that I'm moving towards. We want to have our focus on what we want, who we're becoming, the wins. Like I tell this story all the time about my beliefs being out of whack because it's more evidence for my brain. I'm like, yeah, I don't need everything to be in tune. I just find a way. Because this is where we're going with healing. We heal faster. We shift faster. We transform our lives more quickly. We can heal trauma more quickly. We can create, abundance, alignment to purpose, amazing relationships. All of this stuff is happening so much faster and so much more effortlessly now that we have to choose to be focusing on what we want, who we're becoming, and going to this place of, hang on a second, I don't want to focus on maybe I'm blocked. I want to focus on I've got the 215, mate. I'm going to smash it. And looking for the evidence every day of the 215 in your life. Now, I want to take this just a bit deeper with human design, okay? Because one of the things that I've had in my experience and I see in all the rooms that I coach, all my groups, masterminds, HDX, private clients, unpacks, is that when we come to understand our design, even if we're just at type, if we're just at strategy and authority, if we're just at profile, that's enough. Because as soon as we start getting to know our human design, then we let go of the things that are, inverted commas, blocking us so quickly, because we energetically resonate. So it's kind of like we don't need to go through a lot of these old processes that we would have gone through. We can just be in resonance and we just know it's true. And even if our unconscious mind or our ego jumps in and says, oh, well, I have no evidence of that, go and look for evidence every day. And you just write the intention, I am going to find how I receive through the 214 today, and you'll find it. If there's something in your design, like I have an amazing human on Mastermind 1.0. She has the 2034 in an unconscious. So she's this manifesting generator, lots of manifesting generator energy, but all the big sort of powerful energy is all unconscious. And it's crazy because she can come across as quite shy, quite meek. And then when she sort of like releases and relaxes almost into her vulnerability, you see her power show up. So one of the things we sort of talk to is just claim it, just know it's there. And sometimes you don't even need to claim it, as in it's not an action you need to take. Just claim it. Just be like, yeah, I've got the 2034, like channel of charisma, super powerful, super empowering, and just start to own it. You know, and the same goes for the things in your chart. Like I've got the gate 28, the gate of struggle, the gate 36, the gate of crisis. Instead of going, oh God, I've got the gate of crisis. Oh God, I've got the great gate of struggle. Start to say, okay, well, you know, for the struggle, find the meaning. For the gate 36, you know, notice your emotional resiliency. You're going to be the person that emotionally is the most resilient one in the room, probably, because of that 36. So it's our choice. It's our choice to look at our healing journey and choose how much we're going to get from it and how much it's going to keep us blocked. Because at the end of the day, if we're telling ourselves that we don't have access, that's something innately ours in our design because we have a belief system that's stopping us, it's the belief system that says a belief can stop us that's getting in our way. Nothing else. So just claim it. Claim your fucking design. You are awesome. You are brilliant. Yes, the shadow states are absolutely in everyone's design. So allow them to be there. Get to know them, you know, invite them in. Learn to accept them. Learn to embrace them. And then all of a sudden, they're these great teachers that have helped you become like the 36, more resilient, the 28. Really find meaning everything you do, because there is so much beauty in your design, so much beauty, and you get to claim it. You don't have to wait until you clean up your unconscious mind. You can claim it. And then as you go through the process, keep doing the unblocking work, keep doing the belief work, but always come back to focusing on who you want to become, what you want to create, and focusing forward on what you want. Not allowing that unconscious mind to spend more time in what you don't want or what's keeping you stuck or what's keeping you blocked or any of those things, because it's only going to do exactly that. However, the more aligned to your design you get, and even through strategy and authority, the more intentions you create that keep you looking to today, who you are now, who you're becoming, what you're creating, what you're manifesting, what you bring into reality, the more the universe will find a way. Even if you might miss it a few times because of an old, unresourceful belief, she'll keep looking because you keep focusing on what you want, not the fact that you've done something, inverted commas, wrong, or you haven't found something that's obviously blocking you, which isn't. It's the belief system that there is something blocking you. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So that's it for me today. I want you all to go out and claim your design, okay? Claim it. It's beautiful. Wherever you have definition, claim it. And for all of the deconditioning processes, you know what? Just go back to episode number 95 and do that deconditioning exercise, you know, as often as it feels like. Like just decondition, let it go, become aware of it, and just know that it's going to drop away. The more you align to your truth, your design, the lessons that lie within your chart, the more it's impossible for you not to claim your design. It's impossible for you not to create your heaven on earth. It's impossible for you not to succeed. Yeah? Just focus on that and claim your design. Thanks everyone for joining me today. I've loved having you here. Thanks again for everyone who has been reviewing the podcast on Spotify and Apple. You guys rock. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.